You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
Yes, back to the instruction, back to pencils and paper. Trying to look on somebody, Tiff.
They still use pencil and paper?
They don't?
Oh, no, I'm just asking. I don't know.
On my boyfriend's daughter's school supply list, they had pencils and paper.
Okay.
And folders and everything else.
Welcome back, y'all.
Turner, Edgerton, Topeka, Gardner, you on deck. So, 103 days of summer cash continues on, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 could be yours on Friday, and we're going to get you some tickets to White Linen Party and an evening with Joe Black, which is happening this Saturday at the Voodoo Lounge.
Yes, that sounds like a nice date night.
Love Macy will be performing, among others. Exciting time in the town. It's going to be a lot going on over the weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gearing up for your birthday.
Ooh.
I was making some last minute phone calls yesterday to make sure everything is where it needs to be.
So what we gonna do? What we gonna have on deck?
Well, you'll be surprised when you see it.
It's gonna be some watermelon Ciroc?
No, I wasn't planning on getting that.
Why not?
I'm buying all the meats.
I get real nasty with that, boy.
All the sides and the dessert. You buy your own liquor.
Mm. I got to get me a TV, too, because the Chiefs come on at 6:30.
You said you were leaving.
Well, I'm never the one to end the party and be a party.
You're a liar.
Pooper,
you end the party every year because of the Chiefs. You end your birthday party every year because of the Chiefs.
It didn't end last year because of the Chiefs, because the Chiefs played on Friday. So I'm going to have to go ahead and get a TV and we can put it out there. I can't miss the Chiefs. Why you shaking your head?
It's a preseason game, fam.
I don't care if it was preseason game. If it was a practice. If it's on TV, I'm watching. You got that? All right, what else we going to have?
I said you'll see when you see it.
I don't like surprises.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Partly sunny and humid. Right now, your mostly clear 78 at KCI. Shade, what's poppin'?
This movie is starting to shape up to be something I'm excited about. The Coming to America sequel is now going to be featuring Sherry Headley. She'll be reprising her role as Lisa McDowell.
Yes.
In the sequel. Already, yeah. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, the daddy.
James Earl Jones.
And the other daddy.
John Amos.
Yes. They're already on board. Rick Ross is going to be a new character, and Wesley Snipes will be playing a new character.
What about Lisa's sister? She going to be in it?
I don't think anybody knows her name.
Hey. Eric LaSalle, he gonna be in it?
I don't think there's any need for him.
We need to an update on the Soul Glow franchise. You know, maybe they went bankrupt or something.
Well, nobody's really wearing Jerry Curls out there like that.
They could have, went on to new products like cocoa butter, conditioner or something. I don't know.
I'm really excited about this film.
I am too. I can't wait to see it.
So T-Pain has revealed that during his time, he blew through $40 million, Brian.
Good Lord. Are you serious?
$40 million.
Good Lord.
That's when I was running out of money. My accountant was like, dude, you just bought a Bugatti. You're like out of money. And I was like, no, I'm not. I got this house I want to get. I got this other house for my assistants and my runners and my producers and stuff. So we bought a house after that, and we just started going crazy with the money. I wasn't paying attention to it. As you know, I thought if I didn't have access to my own accounts, that I wouldn't have to look at it. So, you know what I'm saying? It was bad business choices.
When you say you was broke, you had like $0 broke?
I like had to borrow money to get my kids Burger King.
What's the most you ever had in the bank at one time?
$40 million.
Jesus Christ, keeping. How do you have a hairline? My God. Yeah, $40 million to zero?
Yeah.
And it was
just
all bad spending? No bad investments? Oh, like, what was it?
There was a lot of bad investments. A lot of things.
What
that
did you
just
invest in that didn't work for $40 million? What were you investing in?
Real estate. Mm.
I can't imagine that shit.
Me either. I was trying to think this through, but my brain just kept alt-control deleting.
And he said that he bought a Bugatti and...
That's like a $2 million car.
And he took it back because he broke the radiator or something. And he only got like $800,000 for it. So that's a loss of like $1.2 million on a car.
What needs to happen is when you get an opportunity, you really need to already be prepared with financial skills. And that's something that I really wish that schools implemented because nobody taught me anything about money.
Mm-hmm. I agree. My thing was my grandma and my mama, they was real stingy. So, you know, they didn't mind saying no to something that they didn't want to buy.
My parents were different. They never had enough. So I saw them, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know, let me borrow $20 and, you know, all of that. So
I never seen my mama borrow any money. Yeah. But I also had my second mother, and she was the opposite of my mama. She was a little more irresponsible. Nothing bad to her, but that's just, I just saw both sides of it.
So Wendy Williams was on Sirius XM channel Radio Andy, and she admitted that she actually knew that her husband was cheating for years.
Damn!
You know, I had heard some things too, so yeah.
What do you mean you done heard some things?
I did.
From who? Who are your sources?
Damn!
I know for a fact that he was messing around.
Well, she tried to make it work. She stayed all them years then, huh?
This was like maybe 15 years ago.
15 years?
Yeah, he'd been messing around for a while.
Since you got your degree and you know every thing.
Congratulations to Christina Milian. She's pregnant with a baby boy.
Oh, okay.
She's 37. Her boyfriend is recording artist Matt Pokora. You know who that is?
I have no clue.
Recording artist.
What does he record?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. You the music man.
I have no idea. I've never heard that name in my life.
Of course, Milian has a 9-year-old with Violet Madison. No, that's the name of the baby. With her ex-husband, The Dream.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she have a baby by Lil Wayne, too? No?
Mm-mm. That's the other one.
That's Nivea.
Yeah, Nivea. Yeah. She got a baby by both of them, too.
She got that bitter beer face now, too. That.
No, that's not. She has that issue.
Oh, she got what? Oh, like a usage issue?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nivea. You be all right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Mad because I listen to the radio station. I can never win to get my name in the drawing for that $1,000 Friday. I play the lottery. I can't get my numbers picked to win some money.
You just ain't lucky, my sisters.
Forget about being lucky. I'm blessed.
So what you call complaining about? Blessed.
Because I can get in on Why You Mad Though, but I can't win no tickets or I can't get my name in the drawing to get that $1,000 Friday, you dig?
Well, won't you go ask your Lord and Savior Donald Trump if he
you know my money.
She's nasty about me.
I asked God to bless me.
Yeah, Trump ain't hooking you up, is he?
I got money in the unemployment that I can't get from the Democrats because they're taking my money.
God bless the United States.
God bless me, though. But I'm humble. I'm very humble.
Yeah, Trump will humble you. He sure will.
Know, can you keep me in mind on that $1,000 Friday?
See, we don't have nothing to do with that. That's the other department. We just talk. But we are
The revenue, though. You with the revenue.
We just gonna offer you these blessings and prayers and hope that you have a good day, all right?
All right, God bless you.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Slow down. School is back in session in Turner, Edgerton, Topeka, and Gardner this morning. Make sure you're sending us those first day pics to the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. We want to see your babies. Mm. Love to all my teachers. Y'all got to suit back up. Get back in the game.
Got your little your other cup by your desk. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
What you talking about?
The other cup full of drinky drink.
No teachers doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord. I'm all about trying new stuff. And I was on Twitter yesterday, saw Dia Wall from Channel 41 asking about Popeye's new chicken sandwich and wondering if it was in the town yet. I tried it 2 weeks ago when I was in Atlanta. It's good.
You know, when I left yesterday, I went to the Popeye's, right?
I don't think it's here yet.
It's not. I'm talking about I ain't gonna be here for another 2 weeks.
You don't really like to try new things, so I'm excited that you want to try that.
It's a chicken sandwich. And it's Popeye's. Two things that I like.
Yesterday, I went to Burger King and had the Impossible Whopper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I had had the Impossible Burger before at other restaurants. But I wanted to try it out. You know, I haven't eaten beef in 20 years.
How was it?
It tastes just like the Whopper I remember from back in the day. I was really excited about that. Mm-hmm. Because not eating beef doesn't bother me until like it's a downwind. Mm-hmm. And I'm passing a Burger King. Mm-hmm. And then you smell that flame broiled smoke.
You know they do that on purpose. Yeah. Yeah.
There have been times like,
mouth be watering.
Mm-hmm. I be like, maybe I should just get a Whopper Junior.
Nah, then you gonna break your rule.
I know. Mm-hmm. So now I had that Impossible Burger. It's delicious. And now I'm seeing that Chick-fil-A is going to be selling macaroni and cheese. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm slightly side-eyeing that notion.
Nothing against Chick-fil-A. It's just that I don't like outside sources with the macaroni and cheese.
I told you yesterday, I don't eat mac and cheese in the street. Yeah, that's just it.
Yeah, no, I totally feel you on that.
I don't eat potato salad in the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things you could have in the street, mm-hmm. but there's stuff that you got to have in the real kitchen at the house
yes.
for it to taste right, in my opinion.
Generally, the meats are safe, but the sides, yeah, you got to keep a close eye on them.
But then again, they're so sweet at Chick-fil-A. I might try it out just because they're so kind.
Well, you try it and you tell me what the review is.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got to dig my Chiefs gear out.
Uh-oh.
Playing the Steelers in preseason action this Saturday. It's an out-of-town game because Lauryn Hill is going to be performing after the Royals-Mets game at the K.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I saw a video of Pat Mahomes flexing his new shoe closet.
Mm.
Got 180 pairs of sneakers, man.
That's what that NFL contract will do for you.
Speaking of NFL contract, Dak Prescott turned down $30 million. Suit up for the Cowboys. You don't think he's worth $40 million?
Hell no, he ain't worth no $40 million. Hell no.
If he can get it.
Okay.
You don't think he should try?
I mean, you can try, but it ain't gonna do.
But what if he get 35?
He's not gonna get that. Dak Prescott averages 200 something yards a game. Okay. Let's get that straight. To the hell no. To the hell no, no, no. I wouldn't pay him over. Even if they offered him 30, that's crazy. I would just draft another one.
Mm.
He's not that good, to be honest with you.
Raiders having some issues with Antonio Brown. This is a side question. Why does he dye his mustache?
He does what he does. Just like he went into the chamber with no protective covering on his feet, and now he has his feet is looks awful. Have you seen his feet?
Yeah, he got frostbite.
Looks awful.
So he wants his original helmet that he's been having for 10 years. He doesn't want the new NFL helmet.
Too bad.
Well, apparently there's been some concession here. They're saying that if he can find a newer model of that helmet that he likes, the last year that that helmet was made was in 2011. So they say if he can find one of those models, they'll let him wear that.
Shay, this is crazy. All right, this is the most bizarre story in NFL history. Tom Brady, he has to get a new helmet this year because he's stuck with the old one. Aaron Rodgers, nobody's going to force you you're not going to force the NFL to let you have your old helmet, fam. This is bizarre, Shay.
Well, I mean, it's a protective thing for him. Like, nobody tells us what...
But he doesn't care about being protected.
Nobody tells us what brand of headphones we have to use, so I don't have a problem with this. I really don't.
Shay, the NFL is trying to save himself from himself.
Right, I get it. But, I mean...
But we're not a banging heads, though, on the football field.
Right, but if this was good enough before, his thing is, why is it not good enough now?
Because of the concussion protocol that they have now.
I get it.
10 years ago, they didn't have these issues. Now...
These issues have been in existence.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it wasn't in the forefront like it is now. But this is bizarre. You're going to lose $30 million, fam? You telling me you're going to sit out for $30 million?
He's not going to sit out.
Yeah, I know
they made
ain't.
The concession already. That's what they're going to do. They're going to make a concession for him.
He made the concession. They didn't. They said, fam, you're going to get this new helmet, but it has to be made within the past 10 years.
No, he's not getting the helmet that they're getting. It's a whole different brand.
Shay, he has to get the new helmet that's been made in the past 10 years. He said he's going to come out and practice. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Stacey Shaw will have to say about this. Stacey, good morning.
Today we're going to be talking about what you need to do if you hurt yourself on the premises, also called a slip and fall. I will be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Probably sunny and humid. Right now you're mostly clear at 78 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends. Model Slick Woods is 23. Kalina Harper, former member of Dirty Money and reality TV star from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, is 37. NBA player DeMarcus Cousins.
My dog, Lakers.
Is 29.
Mm-hmm.
And Diamond, Baby Blue Smith from Pretty Ricky.
Yeah.
He's 35.
Happy birthday, all my Leos born on August 13th.
Yesterday, I was unwinding on my couch when I saw a story about Nicki Minaj and Joe Budden getting into it on her Queen radio show. So I immediately logged in to take a listen. Nicki confronted Joe about a couple of different things that she says transpired over the years.
I'm not going to change the subject. I'm asking you a question. You used to deal with stupid people, and you're not going to outsmart me, sweetheart. I said I knew the was on a song. You said she didn't know she was on a song. You like tearing down people's character when they can't respond. And you like tearing down women when they can't defend themselves. You like tearing down women when you can try to end their career because low-key you jealous of their success. I never said that. I never said that, you dumb. Are you that dumb? You ain't hear what the I said?
You asked
Cut
me.
His mic. Since he want to be dumb. Now you want to be dumb. Stupid ass. What's wrong with you? Anybody, play it back. Did I say that?
That's when you just get up and just leave.
Oh, he did, but his two friends stayed behind he brought with him to the show.
Yeah, you just leave at that point. Cause it ain't you're not talking to nobody at that point. She just wanted to vent. She wanted to get that off.
So the initial argument was about Nicki getting on the song "Hot Girl Summer" with Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. That's what started the conversation because Joe had said on his podcast that he thought she was lying, that it happened organically. He thought that was like a rollout, and so they discussed that. Then they moved into the talk about Cardi B being on the Motorsports single,
right,
and how all of that happened, and he called her a liar in that too, and then that's how it escalated to the screaming match.
Yeah. When somebody lie on you, that's when you get upset. Yeah.
I mean,
there's a more diplomatic way to handle it. Yeah.
How you gonna you can't defend yourself though. That's the thing. Trying to defend yourself to a lie, how you gonna do it? There's no way. Yeah. You just gotta let people say what they say, and hopefully people will know your character.
Period.
And they'll know, you know, hey, so and so is known for doing this and not that. Mm. And if they don't, y'all found out later.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Yes, sir. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Lauryn Hill this Saturday at the K. But right now, Brian, you know what time it is.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's get right to it.
We're going to be talking about what to do if you injure yourself on someone's premise. It's called slip and fall. So if you are involved in a slip and fall incident, here's what you need to do. If you are in a business, it's really important that you take pictures of everything. I even tell my clients, take a picture of what you were wearing at the time that you injured yourself. Make sure to take a picture of the premises, everything around where you injured yourself, if you can, and then make sure you make a report with the store, okay? That's super important, and then follow up with that report with corporate. You are going to want to immediately call an attorney because these cases can be difficult to prove, so you're going to want to have as much evidence as you can when you go to see the attorney. If you injure yourself at someone's house, a lot of people don't realize that if you injure yourself at someone's house, that even though you have health insurance, it may not pay for it because that injury is the responsibility of the homeowner. And so it's really important that you get the insurance information of the homeowner. Again, take pictures of the premises where you hurt yourself and immediately contact an attorney. Even more importantly, if you call our office, we're going to tell you seek medical attention immediately. So that means go to your primary care physician, go to the hospital, especially if you can't walk or you can't move your wrist or your arm. It's really important because we want to make sure that you do not have any lasting injuries. And so make sure you go get yourself checked out, get an x-ray, MRI, to make sure that you're okay and follow up with an attorney immediately. A lot of people do not go to the doctor after they injure themselves. In personal injury cases, your case is based on medical treatment. So you have to complete all of the medical treatment that your medical professional provides for you, okay? So it's super important. If you have questions, because these type of cases can be very tricky, you can always call my office at 816-359-1877, and we give consultations for free. You can find me on social media at Stacey Shaw Law, and you can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until I see you next time, congratulations to all of my students that have started school. I know you're going to have an awesome and successful school year. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First day of school for Turner, Edgerton, Topeka, and Gartner. Should be an exciting time. Should be a special time in a kid's life.
Yeah, I agree.
Center School District will be returning tomorrow to the classroom. It's going to be some really sad children as an 8-year-old became the 89th homicide victim of 2019 in our city. Youngest victim to die to gun violence.
Not only that, Shay, you know, we've almost cracked 90. And we still, you know, have a month left in the summer.
Young man's name is Brian Bartlett. His mother and he were asleep late Saturday night when a car pulled up and opened fire. Mm. There was a security video that was released that shows what could be two people in the car shooting at the home more than a dozen bullets were let off. Brian passed away in that incident, and his mother is injured.
Horrific.
I don't know when things changed in the streets.
When women and children were excluded from those things?
When you would approach whoever you had a problem with in their face and handle it. Mm-hmm. What kind of coward shoots from the car? You don't know who's in there. And kill an 8-year-old and injure their mother. If you had a problem that bad, you can't. When did things change where you don't face the person you have a problem with?
I don't know.
Now, I'm not condoning violence. I'm not saying, you know, go up and just, you know, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is it is complete cowardice to do something like that. What problem could you have with an 8-year-old?
I'm completely speechless at this point, Shay, thinking about that young boy. And now his classmates, first day of school, they're going to talk about this.
Said the school district will have a team of mental health professionals at the school when it opens tomorrow. At this time, there's a $25,000 reward for the arrest and prosecution for the folks who were associated with this shameful murder. If you know anything, call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
What's poppin'? This is Ashley. My ex been harassing me for the last 7 months. Now he finally got the nerve to call straight through. Had a baby on me. And now he talking about he just want to keep in contact with an old friend. What the f*** kind of old friend you think we was?
Yeah.
We no f*** friends.
I know that's right. I got enough friends. I tell people that all the time. Plenty of friends.
Like, with friends like you, whoever needed an enemy, honestly.
So, you said he's stalking you?
He was harassing me the last 7 months, but he just now finally got the guts to call straight through.
Oh, so he was blocking his number calling you.
Right.
Okay.
Calling me from all these fake numbers. And the last conversation was pretty crazy, having all these females harass my phone as well. What kind of bullshit games are you playing?
That's a clear indicator that you broke him off. That you got some good. You know what you're doing over there.
Yeah, clearly I did something.
Yeah, you did. You from here or you from the South?
I'm from Midtown, but he's a Kansas dude.
See, now, okay, I'm going to leave that alone now. Now you going down.
Right, we're going to leave that where it's at.
All right, Ashley, have a good day.
You too, thanks, bye.
Yes, I'm singing, I want to mingle.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with a heavy morning shower on the way, Shay. Right now, you're sunny at 76 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's popping?
So, Rick Ross had a recent interview where he talked about his involvement with the Coming to America sequel. And he says that they're going to be filming the movie in his mansion.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That must be during the scene where Prince Akeem is waking up.
I don't know. What scene? They haven't done the movie yet.
I know. I mean, well, I'm thinking they're going to redo, you know, when he woke up. It is my birthday. Yeah. You know, when they was in the big house.
In the interview, he said, once they told me the layout and how it was going to go, my mind was blown. I let them know I wanted to have a nice little, you know, so the director came down and made me audition. I said Rosé had to audition, but I turned up because this is a film I want to be a part of, and they're filming at my crib.
Yeah.
So it's dope all the way around. I'm looking forward to it.
You ain't lying.
I can't wait.
Me too.
Yeah.
The production value was just high quality. It was a hilarious movie that everyone could watch, of all ages, every background. It was a transformational film, in my opinion. And it's still funny to this day.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't know if I'm a bitter Betty, but when I'm done with something, like...
You just done with it?
Yeah.
You through?
Mm-hmm. If something would have happened here, you know, I wish y'all luck, but I ain't coming back. That's just me.
Okay.
Well, Lonnie Love is saying that she wants Tamar Braxton to return to the upcoming season of The Real...
Girl, bye.
...as a guest.
Help me, Jesus. Help me.
Ain't happening.
So if something go down and, you know, hey, Brian... You know, I know we parted ways, you know.
Nah, you different.
Can you come back?
It's different with us.
You would come back?
Long as you didn't talk about my mama or something, yeah.
I like your mother. Why would I ever do that?
You never know. You never know. It could come out your mouth.
No, but, that's childish.
Nah, I mean, you and I, we got a special relationship. So I just can't see us... You know, ever just parting ways like that and just never speaking to each other again. Nothing like that.
Never say no. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
Give me a reason to whoop.
I just had to say it because it was be funny, right? Like like right then? No?
I'm finna leave.
No, you're not. Boy, bye. You still got 2 more hours.
I'm finna leave the show.
Boy, bye. You ain't going nowhere.
Be sexy.
So T-Pain revealed in a recent interview that he went through $40 million.
That's when I was running out of money. My accountant was like, dude, you just bought a Bugatti. You're like out of money. And I was like, no, I'm not. I got this house I want to get. I got this other house for my assistants and my runners and my producers and stuff. So we bought a house after that and we just started going crazy with the money. I wasn't paying attention to it. As you know, I thought if I didn't have access to my own accounts, that I wouldn't have to look at it. So, you know what I'm saying? It was bad business choices.
When you say you was broke, you had like $0 broke?
I like had to borrow money to get my kids Burger King.
What's the most you ever had in the bank at one time?
$40 million.
Jesus Christ, T-Pain. How do you have a hairline? My God. $40 million to zero?
Yeah.
And it was just all bad spending? No bad investments? Like, what was it?
There was a lot of bad investments. A lot of things.
What did you invest in that didn't work for $40 million? What were you investing in?
Real estate.
I can't say financial irresponsibility. Maybe he just didn't know what he was doing.
It is financial responsibility because he said, I figured if I didn't see the accounts that I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay,
that's totally
right.
Irresponsible.
I just didn't want to be hard on him, but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
That's a $40 million lesson that he had to learn. And hopefully, there's anybody listening now, you know, you get yourself ready. That's the one thing I think. Well, among other things. But that's one of the things that I think is missing in our education system. We should be taught how to deal with finances, how to deal with credit, how to look at, you know, input and output, how to budget. That's something that we're not taught.
By the way, T-Pain talks like Davina.
What
My
you mean?
My friend Davina. They have the same vernacular. Like, they have the same...
What?
How am I doing that? And yeah, Shay. And you know, they just talk the same. Hi, Davina.
That's when I was running out of money.
That's
when my accountant was like, dude.
She sounds just like that.
Now, when Davina ride down on us,
she ain't gonna do nothing.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.